Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. When I was 9 years old, my family moved from Jennings, which is right next to Ferguson, by the way, to St. Joseph, and we were lived outside in the city limits. And the piece of property that we lived on was covered by hemp. It was actually a hemp farm before we moved there. And I remember a specific day when the sheriff came and was visiting my father, who happened to be a friend of his. And there was this gigantic hemp plant that was at least 11, 12 feet tall. At least it seemed that way to me. And as we were standing there having this discussion, my father was very worried that the sheriff was going to notice that there's this huge marijuana plant right there. But he didn't say anything because he knew that hemp grew all over the place. You'd drive down the road or any rural road in Buchanan County, and it was just literally covered with hemp. They used to bundle up hemp and put it along on rail cars, and as the trains would drive down the tracks, the seeds would blow out, and that's why there would be hemp growing all along every railroad track in sight. And it was a big business. It used to be that was a major crop, especially in Buchanan County. The thing about ditchweed is that you can't really get high smoking it. In fact, we learned that last year when the senator from the 10th got us to pass the CBD oil bill. We've already sort of, in a way, legalized the growth of marijuana in this state. One of the things about hemp is that it's great for building materials. If you use it in bricks, you can use it to make bricks. It makes them stronger, and it makes them have a higher R value. So it actually, you know, you actually end up with a better product, and you can use it to make fiberboard as well as many other products. So if we were to allow the growth of hemp in our state, it would open up an entirely new industry. It's such a hardy plant that you throw out the seeds practically. You don't have to cultivate it. You don't have to replant it. You don't have to really use any herbicides or pesticides. The quail and the other wildlife love it. It practically grows itself. And the other thing about it is if you plant it next to another variety that has a high THC content, the offspring will have a low THC content, and it kind of ruins the so, you know, it's not like the kind of thing that people are going to go out and steal and get high on. It would be a real boon to our small communities if we could do this. There are a lot of property that hemp could be grown on. I don't know if this body has the will to take up this bill and pass it, but if they did, it would be a real boon to our economy. It would help a lot of farmers have an alternate crop to plant, and I think that it would bring a lot of revenue to the state, and we'd be one of the first states in the union that would show a little bit more common sense. And I would like to at this point thank the senator from the 7th for co-sponsoring it with me. It'd be a bipartisan bill. Thank you, Mr. President.